In this bulletin, a court bars a two-year-old's deportation to Sri Lanka, the outlook for the Great Barrier Reef downgraded to very poor, and in tennis, an Australian Grand Slam junior champion progresses to the third round of the US Open. The latest SBS News, I'm Peggy Giacomelos. The youngest daughter of a Tamil couple facing deportation from Australia has been granted an injunction temporarily barring her deportation to Sri Lanka. The Australian-born two-year-old girl, her older sister and parents were in the process of being deported last night when a judge dramatically halted their removal. At an urgent court hearing in Melbourne this morning, an injunction was issued barring the youngest child's deportation before 4 p.m. next Wednesday. It will be up to the Home Affairs Minister to determine what to do with the remainder of the family in the meantime. The family's lawyer, Karina Brown, says she hopes common sense prevails and the girls are not separated from her family.
The youngest child was never part of the applications to the High Court or any for applications that have previously been run, and it's our view that that child needs their claims to be considered independently.
Organisers of a Hong Kong pro-democracy march planned for this weekend have called it off after an appeals board denied permission to hold it. The Civil Human Rights Front says it had no choice but to cancel the march because of concern for the safety of participants. The march was planned to mark the fifth anniversary of China's decision against allowing fully democratic elections for the leader of Hong Kong. Meanwhile, a prominent activist in Hong Kong's democracy movement has been arrested. Joshua Wong was released from jail in June after serving a five-week term for contempt of court. Former New South Wales MP Ernest Wong has accepted he told someone a table at a Labor fundraising hosting a Chinese billionaire, Huang Xianmo, was sold for $100,000 after initially denying it at an anti-corruption inquiry hearing. The Independent Commission Against Corruption is examining whether Mr. Huang was the true source of $100,000 said to be donated by 12 people from a 2015 Chinese Friends of Labor dinner. As a property developer, Mr. Huang has prohibited by law from making donations to political parties. The Great Barrier Reef Marine Park Authority has downgraded the outlook for the Great Barrier Reef from poor to very poor. The authority's latest five-year outlook for the reef identifies climate change as the greatest threat to the health of the ecosystem and says it will remain so unless global action is taken. Environment Minister Susan Lee says Australia is ready to take steps to combat climate change.
We are taking the action that we're required to do under our Paris agreements, and my colleague Angus Taylor has mapped out every tonne of abatement up to $328 million to meet those agreements.
Brazil is banning land clearing for the next 60 days in response to the big jump in the number of fires in the Amazon. Environmentalists say the overwhelming majority of land burns in the Amazon are already illegal, but there's a lack of law enforcement. South American countries will meet next week to discuss the crisis. In tennis, Australian Nick Kyrgios has progressed to the third round of the US Open after beating Frenchman Antoine Huang 6-4, 6-2, 6-4. The 28th seed had a row with the umpire before the match about his shirt. He said the collar popped up to reveal the words, "Just do you." The umpire told him to put the collar down and Kyrgios demanded to know why, saying he wouldn't play until he was shown the rule in writing. He did back down, and after the match, Kyrgios said it was a misunderstanding.
I think they thought it was a slogan, but it wasn't. So it wasn't like anything to do with like a marketing thing. It was just a design issue. But I think they must have read it wrong. I think they thought it said just do it like the slogan, but it was actually just do you. So I think it was just a mix up. But it's all cleared up now. I can wear that.
Let's take a look at Saturday's weather now. A possible shower in Perth, 20 degrees. In Adelaide, partly cloudy and 20. Sunny in Melbourne, 18. Sunny also in Hobart, 19 degrees. In Canberra, partly cloudy and 17. In Wollongong, possible shower, 17 degrees. A shower or two for Sydney and 19. In Newcastle, much the same, 19. In Brisbane, sunny and 24. In Cairns, also sunny, 28. And in Darwin, fine weather, 32. Peggy Giacomelos with SBS News. We'll be right back.